Some passages of Scripture are difficult because they are too clear. They're too clear. Love one another as I have loved you is about as clear as you can get. But it's still a difficult commandment to follow through on, however. But other passages are difficult because they are confusing. They do not speak with clarity. That is the case with the one from which our text comes today. You see, in John chapter 17, Jesus speaks in almost a circular motion. I am in thee, and thou art in me, and I am in them, and they are in me, and you are in us. His language is not concise, sharp, and to the point like it is in other Gospels. It rolls and it tumbles and it circles as it meanders somewhere between Jesus, his disciples, the world, and God. Thus, it is hard to get a clear focus of what is being said. Now, I don't know why John reports Jesus in this way. I'm not sure why he speaks in such long, wandering, meandering sentences, except for the fact that Jesus is praying. Jesus is praying. And a lot of personal prayer is often confusing to those listening from the outside. Like, for instance, a young child's prayer. Dear God, bless mommy, daddy, my sister, except when she hits me, and Rover, you know, God, my dog, and my rollerblades, and oh, I forgot Jimmy, and bless my grandmother, and let her bring me some chocolate chip cookies. No, let it be ice cream, God, and don't let her yell at me for playing in the mud, but please let Grandpa come too so that he can help me fix my bicycle. And the prayer goes on and on until the sand slips into the young eyes of the sleepy boy and his prayers blend with his dream world. These deep prayers are often unclearly articulated and speak in circles because the deep experiences of the soul are difficult to lay out for detailed analysis. When we wander very long through the 17th chapter of John, we discover that there is a central core of this prayer, which may not be put into one sentence, but it is felt and it is experienced as the words roll over us and around us. The core of the prayer is that Jesus has a burning desire that the communion that he experiences with God is experienced by his disciples. That the communion he experiences with God is also experienced by his disciples and by those who live in response to their preaching. The prayer of Jesus is an experience of the divine self-yearning for the oneness which was intended at creation, that oneness. It is the yearning of the soul for connection and communion with all that has been created. And I think that's what comes from genuine prayer before God. Prayer, I believe, is this descent into the very core of oneself in order to discover God speaking to us. An analogy often helps me speak about this mystery when I do not fully understand. So imagine that, if you will, several people build homes that are separate from each other. Each home is distinct and different and reflects the values and the resources of that particular person. And then each person then digs a well. It is drilled and each one hits water, and then each one has a private well. But we all know that the well isn't private at all. We know that the water comes from a common source. The groundwater surfaces in a unique private well, but it's connected to a common pool that everyone can tap into. When one prays, one sort of drills down through the unique private property and hits water which will nourish the soul. We're all drawing from the same pool. That pool is the Spirit of God. It's available through all and in all. And it's the one in whom we all live and move and have our being, this common source. One way to put it is a little silly, but there was this day when there was this highway department and all its automatic line painting equipment shut down. All that equipment had shut down, so they hired this man to go out there by hand and paint the lines, the striped lines on the road. I may have even told you this before because I love this story. He went out to paint the lines on the ground. And the first day, he got 3 miles of line painted. It was great. The next day, though, he only got 2 lines. And 2 miles of lines painted. And the next day, it was only 1 mile. Here he'd gone from 3 miles to 1 mile. And so his supervisor called him in and said, "I don't understand. You were so great just 3 days ago. You were so great. You painted 3 miles of all these stripes on the highway. The next day, 2. The next day, 1. How can you explain your diminished performance of this task?" And he said, "Well, the paint can keeps getting further and further away." So the point is that we need to carry God with us so we can draw from this source, to carry God with us. To really pray is to descend into the common source of all of life and discover that which makes us one. That is God, creator and source of all life. If one swims around in the churning, confusing waters of the well and descends into the well, one discovers that there's a common stream that is cool and refreshing and quenches the eternal thirst of the soul. When we dare to pray, when we dare to know the real self, we discover that we are much alike lots of people, that we're much alike. We have the same yearnings for affection and acceptance, for love and for peace. We have the same fears for our children and others whom we have nurtured along the way. The same hopes for our daughters and our sons and those whom we've influenced in the direction of maturity. We long for some sense of security and essential meaning in life. When we pray, we get in touch with the forces of life that can connect us with one another in many kinds of ways. Therefore, in prayer, we discover our oneness. And in prayer, we discover that we are bonded to each other and have empathy and compassion for each other. In prayer, we discover that we are connected to each other the way a parent is connected to a child. Many a mother and father will tell of the times that they have experienced the depth of the pain of their children before their child was even able to talk about it themselves. A mother often finds that her own mood begins to change and her countenance to fall as she experiences the rising temperature of her child. There's a connection that is between persons that have been part of each other's lives and who have felt and known the pain and the joy that is in all of life. The prayer of Jesus is that we become one. We are created in God in whom Jesus lives. God in Christ desires that we live in that oneness. When we pray, we experience that communion with Christians everywhere. Not only those in the Episcopal Church, but also those in the Roman Catholic, the Greek Orthodox, Presbyterian, Baptist, Methodist, and all others who claim the name of Christ. And we not only experience oneness with those within our own nation, but also those who are part of a diverse and complex world that is lived in multicolored, multilingual, multicultural ways. We experience that oneness. But there's another dimension to this communion. When we take time to pray and to go into the cathedral of the heart, we discover the contours of the community and our connection. We discover that we are connected with the source of life and with each other. And we need not worry about how confusing our connections sometimes seem to appear. It's like this. There was once a very wise king who had built for himself a strange and wonderful palace. In the center of the palace was a room in which stood the king's throne. Only one door led into this room. All through the palace were passageways, halls, and corridors that twisted and turned about and led in every direction. When the palace stood finished, the king sent an order that all of his people, commanding them to come before him. He sat on his throne and he waited for his people to come. The people came to the outside of the palace and stared in wonder at the confusion of corridors. They cried, "There is no way to get to the king." But the crown prince, who was standing at the door, pointed inside and said, "Here, the king waits for you. All ways lead to him. All paths lead to him. All corridors lead to him. Go inside and be with your king." Father, make us one. Let us remember that you are the source of our very lives, and that we share that with everyone. Amen.